Rebecca News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Polokwane 25, Johannesburg 23, Emalahleni 22.
Earlier crash on the M1 north of Olifantsfontein Road, still causing some slow-moving traffic, so watch out for that one. And then delays in the Crown, Central Joburg M2 west queuing traffic towards Press Avenue, M1 south queuing traffic towards the Crown. And over in Bedford View, slow-moving traffic on the ramp to the N12 east at Galulis off the N3 north.
It's our big news story at lunchtime. The country's water problems. President Cyril Ramaphosa has condemned the deliberate sabotage of water infrastructure by companies contracted to supply water to communities through water tankers. The president's addressed the water and sanitation in Durban in Midrand today.
Now, that is the criminality that has now entered the water space. And this is what we must collectively talk about here and find ways of bringing that to an end. That should end is a must. We must bring that to an end.
Cabinet has slammed what they call an ongoing misinformation campaign targeting South Africa and the United States, stemming from tensions over the Land Expropriation Act. Minister in the Presidency, Kobutso Ntshavheni, dismissed false reports, including the claim that 72,000 white farmers are relocating to the U.S. following President Donald Trump's invitation.
According to data, both from AgriSA, Stats SA, and the Department of Agriculture, South Africa only has 41,000, just over 41,000 commercial farmers. And therefore, there cannot be 72,000 commercial farmers living South Africa.
For more, go to jacarandafm.com and click on news. Nationwide, Valamhodi operations have led to the arrests of 792 suspects over the past 2 weeks. Those nabbed face charges of illegal mining, related crimes, as well as murder, attempted murder, and the possession of explosives. Here's police spokesperson Amanda van Wyk.
Amongst some of the items seized during Valamhodi operations over the past 2 weeks included 17 unlicensed firearms, 128 rounds of ammunition, 25 vehicles that include sedans, buckies, trucks and trailers, 3 excavators.
And on to today's big court news. The case against a Gauteng nurse accused of ordering a hit on her young relative for insurance payouts moves to the High Court today. Sithembile Qulu and her co-accused Simon Mogale were arrested last year on 3 counts of fraud, 1 count of murder and another of defeating the ends of justice. The state is alleging Qulu enlisted the services of Mogale to kill Busisiwe Nkumalo with the aim of claiming 6 million rand from several insurance companies. Masachaba Sevolaro has more.
Earlier this week, the Lanasia Magistrate Court granted Simon Mogale 20,000 rand bail on his second bid for freedom, despite the investigating officer asking the court to keep him in custody. According to the IO, Mogale willingly confessed to the murder and implicated his employer, Sithembile Qulu. It's alleged that in 2022, the pair killed 21-year-old Busisiwe Nkumalo, whose body was discovered near a dumping site close to Qulu's home. The deceased's family claim Qulu told them Nkumalo was killed in a mob attack. Qulu has denied all the charges against her. Masachaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
And 5 years ago today would have been the first day of level 5 hard lockdown after the COVID-19 pandemic and an outbreak here on local shores. The Jacaranda FM News team is this week reflecting on that week.
Being confined in your own home and knowing that if you move outside you may be charged for breaking the law was very, very difficult.
I am an essential worker, so at the time I had to go to work, but it really did impact me mentally. I wouldn't be able to socialize and see family and see friends.
As an educator that couldn't teach online, I faced the challenge of losing teaching opportunities and maintaining student engagement, leading to learning gaps and social isolation.
All you ever saw on